B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello!
Hi.
Good morning. Everybody know what today is?
Yes.
Friday!
You got that right.
Yeah!
It is a party up in here.
Yeah!
Oh, man, not even a bad Panthers game is going to stop us from throwing down on a Friday morning.
Oh, did the Panthers lose yesterday?
Oh, boy, it is not pretty. And our buddy Cam's taking most of the hits.
Well, is he not doing well? Is he sucking?
I wouldn't say sucking. You know, I think it's a lot of different things.
Okay.
You know?
If you weren't, if we did not have a friendship with him, would we say he sucks?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say that last night and the night before, he's missed a lot of the targets.
It ain't good, buddy.
No, it ain't good.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Next time we hang with the Cam, I'll ask him if he needs any pointers from me.
Yeah, maybe you could be under center for him.
Hey, Cam, you want to call back and throw some footballs?
Did you stay up and watch the whole game, Nicole?
Oh, I fell asleep going into fourth quarter.
Yeah, I didn't make it much past the third. The stupid delay.
It's not good.
It didn't even rain in Waxhaw. What the heck was going on up here?
It was thundering and lightning.
I live
raining.
In Plaza, and it wasn't, when they called the delay, it wasn't raining in Plaza, but then when they started playing again, it was lightning in Plaza.
Yeah, if you pulled up the little radar, it's like, it was just like a red dot right over center city of Charlotte.
Yeah. Is it really not raining at your place? Because
no.
I think it rained at our house at like 9 last night.
Nope. I didn't get any rain at all. We watched the game out in the pub, which is my garage.
Okay.
Don't ask. I put a TV out there as a joke like months ago, and now everybody comes to the
beer
pub.
Tap.
Yeah.
It also, for a little bit, while it was sunlight, sunshine with no clouds, started raining.
Mm.
Which used to mean something when I was a little kid, like the devil and Jesus were fighting or something. There's like some saying that went behind it.
The devil's making Jesus cry.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah, if it was sunshine and lightning and thundering, then they were fighting. But then if it was sunshine and tears, then Jesus was crying.
Yeah. Can you imagine telling like a little kid, like 6 years old, like, you look what you did. You made Jesus cry.
What did I do?
You just blame it on the Panthers.
Now go ahead and finish your fish sticks. I know. Ugly, ugly game. And if we can't beat the Bucks, I don't know who we can beat.
Did the Bucks suck?
Yeah, the Bucks kind of have always stunk.
Where are they from?
Tampa.
Oh,
Bay.
Okay.
Why'd you look at him like that?
Oh, the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking like a deer buck. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I don't know anything.
Buddy, nobody expects you to know much about sports. How about your day in 30 seconds, though? What did you get into yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. I've been all week just drowning in schoolwork. It's like we're ramping up into the hard part, I guess. So I'm with Harvard Business School online, and I'm taking negotiation mastery. And what they do, like every other or every third week, you actually have to negotiate a deal with a real person that is a business leader of a company.
Sure.
So yesterday, I'm literally negotiating a 20-year lease with a director of something in Dublin, Ireland.
The real guy?
The real guy.
That's cool.
Over face time or whatever.
Right.
Video chat that they set up. And, you know, I guess they help out Harvard and help form the students.
It's like a master class.
Yeah, kind of. But it's with a real person. And, man, you...
How'd you do?
I think that we came into agreeable terms, but... Like, I'm only into real estate. Like, leases, like, with businesses are complicated.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was
trying. You're always involved in something, though.
I'm learning.
Yeah,
good.
I'm learning. It's part of his schooling.
I'm in the real world, like, with my daughter and my son, watching them all day, changing my daughter's diapers. I'm in charge of feeding them, entertaining them.
Hopefully my education will help me be better for the real world.
Hopefully your education gets you a job where you can hire a nanny.
Yeah, right.
That's all I care about.
There's no in here.
You have a nanny.
She didn't work yesterday.
Well, that's okay. It happens sometimes. My nanny's in Peru for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I think I'm going to go hire a nanny because, honest to God, like on top of that, I'm trying to do schoolwork. I have to go pick up a real estate sign out of someone's yard up in Harrisburg.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like I need an assistant to go do the crap. Yeah.
Yesterday, I tried to kill time. I took Ruby to the Ballantine Zoo, aka PetSmart.
Yeah. I'm such an idiot. I thought there was a zoo.
No, there's no zoo in Ballantine, but there's a PetSmart.
Okay.
So we got to see the fish and the lizards and something that resembled a ferret, but it wasn't. You know, now there's all these new, like, I don't know, there's all these new reptiles and animals I'd never heard of. It's like a half snake, half lizard. So she enjoyed that.
Okay.
And that was it. And then, you know, like we said, we got together to watch the Panthers game, which I made it to halftime. Then I threw all my neighbors out of the garage. So I gotta close the garage and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So I messed up yesterday, and I hope my hairdresser's not listening. So I, like, getting her hair done is so expensive, and I'm so sick of looking at the grays on top of my head. So I did what you're never supposed to do, and I went and got a box of dye.
Oh, God.
Well, I forgot that my son had swim class last night, and I dyed my hair at, like, I don't know, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dallas called me while I was on a walk with Cash at, like, 6, and he was like, are you guys going to swim at 7? And I was like, oh, shoot. So I ran home, got all that stuff, and then went to swim class, but I got my hair wet, and now my hair is green.
And the pool is brown.
Where's the green?
I have it pulled back, so don't laugh. But it's got, like, a green tint to it, so I have to go get, like, a shampoo that takes the green out today.
Maybe I could see a little
Can
green tint.
It?
Yeah. Did the pool turn brown? Did your dye come out in the pool?
No, but I was like, as soon as I got out and I got home, I took my hair down and I was like, oh, come on, Loren, you know better.
Oh, Loren. Well, we got a ton to do today. We're going to give away someone's going to win the shot to go backstage and hang with Lizzo on Sunday night at her show. You get a pair of tickets, plus you can hang with her. It's called the Lizzo Truth Hurts Games. We'll explain that. We got to pick our high school football games this week. And up next, we're going to tell you, you got to be alert. There's a new ghosting out there. It's called soft ghosting. We'll explain what soft ghosting is as opposed to hard ghosting, Roy. Coming up in just about 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Demi Lovato, Sorry, Not Sorry. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
As if you don't have to be nervous about regular ghosting when it comes to dating. Now there's something called soft ghosting.
That sounds like it's a little nicer, though.
It's the newest thing to worry about, and it's totally annoying. And you know what? You don't even have to soft ghost someone you're dating. You can soft ghost your friends, coworker, a neighbor who wants to hang out.
Oh, I feel like I soft ghost people sometimes.
Basically, soft ghosting is when someone likes your last message but never says anything else. So technically, they did respond to your text, which means they didn't hardcore ghost you, but you also didn't get a conversation or didn't get words out of them either.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I don't necessarily like if I'm getting a text message, I won't like the text message. You guys do that a lot. And you know who is so guilty of this is Dallas's family. I'm in this like whole long group text with like him, his mom, his two sisters, two of his cousins, my family. And what happens is we all get on this big long group text. Somebody will send a picture of like Cash or their kid, and then everyone will like the photo. So then I have 12 messages that are unread, and I go back and I'm like, but there's no messages here. You all just liked the photo. I assume that you will like it, your family. You don't have to like it in our group text.
So if you're kind of dating someone or seeing someone and you realize that you're being soft ghosted, like they're not responding to your text messages, they're just liking them, and then that often softens the blow of what's coming next, which is the slow fade. But it also, according to this article from the Huffington Post, it leaves the door open in case they ever want to come back around since they didn't full-on ghost you. That's the soft ghost.
Typically, everyone that sends me an Instagram message, I double-tap love the message and I don't respond.
No.
I'm a soft ghoster.
I'm a soft ghoster on social media for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, soft ghosting is something that you shouldn't be doing anymore, Roy.
Okay.
Just hardcore ghost like I did. All right, Loren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Felicity Huffman finds out her fate today in the college admission scandal. I'll tell you what she can expect coming up in 3 minutes. So Felicity Huffman, she finds out her fate today in the college admission scandal. Now, she paid $15,000 to boost her daughter's SAT scores. And
is that illegal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$15,000 is a lot. Who charged her?
What do you mean who charged
her? Like, I mean,
like, who actually said, like, if you give me $15,000, yeah, I will change your daughter's scores?
The person who went on a really nice vacation.
Yeah.
That person went to the Harvard Business School.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's not
bring Harvard into this.
Stain my school. They're going to expel me, okay?
So she did take a plea deal by accepting that she's guilty for mail fraud and honest service fraud. Now, federal prosecutors want Felicity to serve a month in jail and pay up to $20,000 in a fine. I'm like, $20,000 in a fine is a slap on the wrist. She just paid $15,000 just to change her kid's SAT scores. You didn't want to up that money a little bit?
Yeah.
Right?
So I get to get out of jail for $20,000? Here you go.
Yeah, so I'm sure she'll happily write that check.
I would have made her take the SAT and said, hey, if you get over 1,000, you're free to go.
All right. Now, here's the flip side of this is that she'll probably just have to pay the fine and be on probation for a year and have like 250 hours of community service. That's the probable outcome because there were no victims or actual, like nobody was harmed. Nobody didn't get a place in school because of her daughter because her daughter didn't go to school that year.
Okay.
So that's the loophole here. Okay. Now, Lori Loughlin, she's in a world of mess, but we'll have to see how that unfolds. I've got some behind the scenes scoop from Jersey Shore. My brother's working on the cast, and Mike the Situation just got out of jail and released after 8 months.
Were they filming that?
Yeah, they were.
Of course.
And Vin's in charge of the Situation's hair is his job on the set, right?
Not.
Jail man?
No. I think he's an assistant story producer, but he is. He just got released for his tax evasion after serving 8 months, and his first stop was a pizza place that he was, like, totally missing. Now, I do know I'm not saying they're filming in Vegas, but I do know my brother's next stop after Jersey is Las Vegas. So, just drawing the conclusions there.
So, they're going to be filming in Vegas, if you guys couldn't read between.
There's no lines to read between. Lauren just told us.
Yeah pretty much. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Millie Bobby Brown is apologizing today. And we have so much new music. We'll get to it all in the 7:30 Dirty.
Cool. We got to do our high school football picks. Who should we take, y'all? Hit us up, 704-570-9595. Rep your school if you're a teacher there. Maybe you're an administrator. Or if you're a student, let us know who we should pick on our high school football week. We're doing a whole big pool right through the end of the school year. And if you haven't heard, we'll tell you what the bottom two people have to do coming up in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show it's number one in music station. It's Kiss 95.1. The Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. It's Glead and Talk. It is time for everyone on the Morning Show to pick their high school picks of the week. I got to say, a lot of people's into this. I know they're into this because students all across the Carolinas, and I don't know if you guys are getting it or if it's just me, but y'all, I'm getting injury reports.
Really?
Students are being like, number 43 on this team hurt his ankle. Don't pick the team. I'm serious. Like, it's involved.
That's awesome.
It's not helping you, but that's good.
We're getting text messages, a ton of text messages from people that are like, hey, pick our high school. This is why. So, I mean, it's helping us pick.
Well, the bottom two people at the end of the season who have the worst record will be handcuffed together. And if it's a three-way tie or a four-way tie, we'll just choose random names.
No.
Yes.
And everybody gets handcuffed together.
Really?
Yeah.
In one big chain?
Yeah.
Why not? Holy cow. Let's jump over to the phones real quick. People are on hold.
All right. We're talking with Justin and Hickory. You're a teacher and a coach. At what school?
It's actually Harrisburg, North Carolina, but Hickory Ridge High School in Harrisburg.
Hickory Ridge High School. You know, you guys have been on my radar.
Yeah, Roy picked you last week. How'd you guys do last week?
We beat Concord 63-8.
Now here's the problem.
I didn't pick them last week.
I thought Hickory Ridge was a team that didn't play last week.
Yeah, no, I guess it was the week before.
Okay, all right.
And we had a bye week. Sorry.
Yeah, I picked you guys on a bye week, and I thought bye week was something else. I didn't know.
Hey, you definitely can't leave on a bye week, so good pick.
Yeah. No, but I've had your students, Justin, they keep sending me insider information about the team.
What?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, they're giving me tips, and they're telling me, hey, this school sucks, this school's good. Of course, they favor towards your school.
Justin, Hickory Ridge playing Coxmill, 7:30 tonight. Hickory Ridge 2-0, Coxmill 2-1. Anybody on the show taking Hickory Ridge?
No, but I am taking Hickory Ridge most likely next week.
Okay.
I will take them at some point as well.
All right.
Hey, so the game tonight is actually the WSOC game of the week. We won that vote this week.
Great.
Students and parents and everybody in the area was picking us the game of the week, so...
Oh, that's really cool.
All right, you're on our radar, dude.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Justin, tell everyone out there we said hi, okay?
I will do.
Let's go for it, bud. Then who are you picking this week?
I'm going to have to put Hickory Ridge. I'm going to set them aside at least until October.
Well, and here's my thing. If it's the game of the week, then that means the two teams are really good.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too much pressure.
Right.
I think this week I'm going to go with Clover High School in South Carolina.
Over Ashbrook, Clover 3-0, Ashbrook 0-3.
It should be a
safe bet. However, it could be Ashbrook's first win of the year, God willing.
Let me tell you why I love this team. There was like one of these games, and they scored like 30 points in their first quarter. I'm like, that's my team.
Loren, what do you got?
My game this week is Shelby at home versus Crest, and I'm taking... The Golden Lions of Shelby.
The Golden Lions, yes. Nice. Okay. Producer Nicole, down in her studio, we'll pot her up. What do you got?
I'm coming for a win. I'm not getting handcuffed to any of y'all. I'm going for Myers Park.
That's an easy pick.
Whatever. Like my logic, right? Is my logic.
Okay.
So I'm 3-0. Everybody else is 2-1. Nobody is really behind the eight ball too bad, which is nice because this whole week can make a big difference. I'm going to go with Weddington. They're 3-0 going up against Catawba Ridge, who is 2-1.
Oh, it's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. No layups or gimmies for me.
I would like to see you get your first loss, buddy.
Believe me, I know you would.
I think if you lose Monday, we're going to shoot confetti cannons in the air.
Just even the playing field.
I really would like to try and stay undefeated the entire year. That would be awesome. But all right, there you have it. There's our picks. You can follow us, all the picks, on our website, kiss951.com. Again, at the end of the school year, when the school season, and we're not going into the playoffs, just when the regular season wraps up, the last two people in last place with the worst record will then be handcuffed together for 24 hours.
And if I could get your help... Because I know nothing about football. Put it this way. Manny said that we played the Bucks last night with the Panthers, and I thought that was a team involving deer. I had no clue what he was talking about. I am clueless about sports. If you have insider information or if you know a good team that we should be picking, please let me know. Not Manny and Loren at Kiss Roy Boy. Kiss Roy Boy on Instagram, let me know.
Thought we were tight.
No. I'm trying to take you down.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck helping Roy.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hey, fun game that we're going to play. I just saw this online, and I brought it in. You have 10 minutes to flee your house, and you only have to worry about yourself, Loren, so don't say I'm grabbing cash. You have 10 minutes to flee your house. What five items are you taking?
She's for sure running through her safe.
All right,
we're wearing her gold bars and diamonds.
We're all going to play, and then we'd love to hear from you guys, too.
I'm grabbing the other cash.
I'm grabbing five safes.
And she'll take her butler on the way.
704-570-9595. You have 5 minutes to flee. No, I'm sorry. You have 10 minutes to flee. You're taking five items. What are those five items? We want to hear from you as well.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is Louis Capaldi, someone you loved. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. If you had to leave in 10 minutes and could only grab five things, what would it be?
Area code 413 said I would grab water bottle, wallet, cell phone, my Dak Prescott Cowboys jersey, and I guess my daughter, the fiance, she can fend for herself.
Wow. Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to pick people.
We're not. This is just what somebody texted in. Yeah, people are going to be okay, you guys. If you had, for some reason, 10 minutes to bail, I saw this on Yahoo, and you had to flee your home forever, you weren't coming back, what would you take? Would it be the sentimental stuff? Would you take the bare essentials, like the hair products, your favorite outfits, Loren? How would you do it?
All right, I already have my list.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Roy. What do you got? You're fleeing your house. You got five things to take in 10 minutes.
I'm going to take one of my photo albums. I'm going to take my small safe that you can fit in your hands.
What's in it?
That's so important. I have passport, money, social security cards, important documents. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a gun in it. And then, not that I don't now would need it at that point, but I think there's also guns in it. And then I have a memory box. I'd probably put that on top, which I keep a lot of little knickknacks of things I want to remember.
Yep. So far, you're bringing nothing but like just heavy down weighted crap. Like,
well, these are things I want to have for the rest of my life.
My list is similar.
Like, I have, you know, it's like Sterling and I, when we had our first kiss, I have a little something from that location. That's okay. Inside my memory box. And then I have, I'd bring my wallet because I need my money.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
You left out something big. Okay.
I did? Oh,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. So mine would be photo albums as well. I put on there my firebox because that has like all of our passports. And let's be honest, I'm going to need to go somewhere after my house burns down. birth certificates, that kind of thing. I'm going to make sure that my wedding rings are on because I never wear them anymore. And obviously, I don't want to lose that in a fire. I'm taking Cash's baby blanket because nothing is happening without that damn blanket, and they don't make it anymore.
I honestly thought about getting Percy the pig for my cowie. That was a real thought.
Wait, and then my last thing is I'm bringing Woofer's ashes.
What? You're going to take his... What?
You're now dead dog for over a year?
He's at the vet, Manny.
Hey, yeah, sure he is.
But all of a sudden, when there's an emergency, Loren knows he's dead.
That's the worst thing to carry. You also forgot something big.
Okay.
A couple text messages coming through. 954 said clean underwear. Louis Vuitton bag. Blow dryer.
Whoa.
Money. And my dog.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. My pictures and keepsake box. That's a good one. Okay. My PlayStation 4.
What?
Yeah, I'm taking my PlayStation 4.
Okay.
I'm also taking my TV.
Why?
Because it took me forever to mount that thing on my above my fireplace.
Okay.
And as I mounted it, I told Amanda, I said, if the house ever burns down, you grab everything. I'll be working on this. Because I'm so proud of the moment that I hung it up, it can't go down.
I hope that's not the one thing that you think that we forgot. Because there is, if you have insurance,
they'll replace it.
They will replace that.
That's sentimental to me.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
My woofer.
That's your
That TV above the fireplace.
All right. What did we forget?
All right. So that's three.
Okay.
I would empty the liquor cabinet. Oh, my God. I'd bring every last bottle of alcohol.
Yeah,
because
you're going to need that while you're standing in your front yard watching and the thing, sucker burn.
And it might not be a burn. We're not saying that this is a fire. We're just saying the government says you got 10 minutes to take five things.
Majority of yours was nothing sentimental.
I brought my sentimental. I got my
photo
box.
Album.
Yeah, pictures and keepsakes box.
All right, what's the last thing?
The thing that you forgot. Your phones.
I can buy a new phone.
There's a lot of memories. There's a lot of memories on this phone.
But mine's backed up.
Yeah, you have a cloud.
Oh.
I'll just go buy it.
You guys pay for the cloud?
Yeah.
Must be nice to have that extra cash.
Shut up.
Nicole, are you playing? Did you play along?
Sure. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
My five things. First, I'm going to put all my Lokis and my watches on my wrist.
Oh, my gosh.
The Loki bracelets that Cam Newton wears, okay?
I'm going to grab my record player and my records, but that's still only one. My keys.
You never know where they are. Now, all of a sudden, that's sentimental to you?
Yeah, I'm going to grab my keys so I can get my car. I don't want to run away. I want to drive away.
Okay.
Work smarter, not harder.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm going to grab my wallet and my laptop and my phone.
I feel like everyone had more than five things, by the way. I'm not keeping track, but I felt like that was like 10 things.
Yeah, I definitely have five.
She claimed that the record and record player were one.
Yeah.
Well, my fringe item was the painting that I got handed down from my dad.
Okay.
Oh, so that was my fringe item, yeah.
What's a fringe item?
Like on the fringe. Oh, like it almost made the cut.
Oh.
Somebody said I don't even need five. I just need my dog, my important slash memory box, a purse, and that's all I need.
I assume, though, that animals count as, I mean, other than Woofer, because it's, you know. But I assume that animals count as family. So I didn't, you know.
Somebody said take their cell phone. That's smart. Wallet, son's favorite stuffed animal, and picture box. So
Lorraine, sounds about right. If your house is ever burning, don't worry about Woofer. I'll get you the ashes later. I'll just scoop them up.
It
doesn't matter. Lorraine's dog passed away over a year ago now.
He's at the vet.
She still hasn't really dealt with the issues.
I really have not. No.
She's even looked into how much it costs to get like a stuffed version of
it. All right, we have to get down to business, y'all. It is the big moment. The Truth Hurts contest is going to happen in just about 5 minutes.
We have not only tickets to the sold-out Lizzo show, but we got backstage passes.
One lucky MRL show listener is going to try and get three lies past her mom. And if she does it, she wins it all.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Lizzo Truth Hurts. We're going to have a member of the radio family call their parents, and we're going to feed them three lies. And if the parent sticks on the phone for all three lies, then they get not only tickets to the sold-out Lizzo concert this Sunday, but a pair of meet-and-greet passes to meet Lizzo backstage. We have Kayla. Kayla, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited to see Lizzo?
Oh, of course. Hopefully my mom doesn't hang up on me.
What do you think your mom's reaction is going to be when you start spewing the lies?
I think that she will not really care right now because she's at the beach. So I'm kind of on my own now that I'm an adult. So
okay, so yeah, your mom and dad are at the beach, like cracking their knuckles. Kayla's all grown up. No problems here. Ring, ring. What? Yep. All right, each one of us, Roy, Loren, and myself, Manny, we're going to give you one of the lies that you got to tell mom, okay? Are you ready for these?
Yeah.
All right, this is perfect. Mom's at the beach, so lie number one to get through is, Mom, I need you to come home right away.
Okay.
Got that?
Sure.
All right, lie number two is that I'm having an affair with a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lie number three is, I'm in the closet and his wife is home.
So to recap, lie number one, I need you to come home. Lie number two, I'm having an affair with a married man. Number three, I'm stuck in the closet and the wife is here. Hopefully your mom will want to leave the beach and come rescue you. Are you ready to call your mom?
I guess.
Truth Hurts for Lizzo tickets. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
I'm in a bit of a jam.
What you need?
I need you to come home right away.
Okay.
So the guy I've been dating, he's married, and I've been having an affair with him.
Okay, well.
Mom, I need your help.
Okay.
And I'm right now stuck in the house, and the wife just came home, and I'm in the closet right now, and I need your help.
All right, you need me to come now?
Yeah. Are you at the beach right now?
Yeah.
Can you come home?
I guess you could call the police.
What? The police? Do I need to just sneak out of the window? I don't know what to do.
No.
Okay, let's not call the police, but you know, Kayla, congratulations. You got Lizzo tickets, and you're going to be going backstage. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Mom, oh my those God, were
so
just
excited.
Those were just three lies. She's not really stuck in the closet. She's not dating somebody who's married. The girlfriend is not home, or the wife.
Oh, wow. So who are you?
We're the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Kayla just won tickets to go hang with Lizzo backstage. She has a song called Truth Hurts. So we were like, okay, the truth hurts. Let's see if we can get not-so-true things past Mom. And you passed the test with flying colors. I got to be honest, there's no way my mom would come back from Myrtle to get me out of a closet.
Well, you know, she is my daughter.
I'm the baby, so she's got to save me from everything.
That's right.
Thank you. Hold on a second, Kayla. Congratulations. And what a mom.
Seriously, my mom would have been like, you're on your own.
I mean, even when she was laying it on to her, she's like, okay, what you need? Whatever you need, baby.
Mm-hmm. You know what I heard a lot growing up was, you made your bed, lay in it.
Who was your, like, if you, because clearly Kayla went to Mom, like, if you needed help like that, would you go to Mom or Dad, Lorraine?
Neither.
No, you had to pick one.
No, like, because, I literally would go to neither. And I love, my mom would tell me, she would give me the tough love and be like, you made your bed, sleep in it. My dad would kill me. So I don't have someone I could call.
Roy, I know you. You and your mom, Cindy, have a good relationship. You would definitely holler at her.
Yeah, listen, my parents, both of them would hide me from the police in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I feel like now I would go to my dad, but years ago, I'd go to my mom with no problems and just say, hey, Mom, I'm in a little bit of a jam here. Don't tell Dad. Now I'd say, Dad, I'm in a little bit of a jam here. Don't freak Mom out. So, all right, congratulations to Kayla. The Lizzo tickets and the meet and greets are yours. Thanks to everyone who signed up. We had almost 500 people sign up in like less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
It was amazing. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Millie Bobby Brown, her fans are not happy with her over a fake video. I'll tell you what it was, why they're unhappy, and get you all up to date coming up in 7 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
There's a ton of new music today, so we'll get to that here in a second. But
love
first, Millie Bobby Brown, her fans are not happy with her. She's apologizing after pulling a Kylie Jenner and pretending to wash her face in a video for her makeup line Florence by Mills. I guess she was demonstrating her nightly routine, and she was supposed to be using face scrub and washing it and putting moisturizer on and lip oils and all this other stuff. And fans were like, we can't believe she's literally rubbing her, like, dry hands on her face. Like, we don't have eyes. How is this even, like, why did you think this was okay to put out? So she, of course, is apologizing for that.
Okay.
Halsey, she's got a brand new song out, and Maniac is going to be the name of her album. But today, she graced us with Graveyard.
I mean, Halsey's got an awesome voice. Let's check in with our music expert, producer Nicole, who's no doubt listened to the entire album.
She loves Halsey.
How is it?
Considering the album comes out in January, I'm not sure, but I've listened to that song a lot, and it's perfect, just like her.
You don't have your hands on the album early?
No, there will be tweets sent out.
Okay.
So another song that we've been really excited about is Don't Call Me an Angel. Now, this is for the upcoming Charlie's Angels movie. And Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey are all on this song. Now, the movie doesn't come out until November 15th, but we got the song last night.
Totally the credit song, right? At the end?
Oh, I mean,
doesn't
I'm
that
sure.
sound like it?
Yeah,
like it,
there's yeah. a video out for it already, too. So, you know, the three of them are all dressed like...
I saw it.
Yeah, in angels gear. And then it's like the good and the bad angels.
Which angel are you?
I don't know.
Interesting answer.
I don't know.
You ain't good. What else you got?
Who would you say I was?
The bad angel.
Okay. Thanks. Adele officially files for divorce.
I don't know. I don't care.
I think the blonde one. I don't know.
We told you earlier this year that she was separated from her husband, and she's officially confirmed it by filing papers, finally, ending their seven-year relationship.
Adele, you said?
Yep,
good.
Adele.
Awesome new music will be coming. Unfortunately, it takes some breakups and stuff to get good music, but...
And Game of Thrones fans can expect not one, but two prequels from the series. Now, HBO is close to ordering the second pilot for the Game of Thrones prequel because they were just finished wrapping the first one starring Naomi Watts that they ordered. Now, the difference between the two projects is Naomi Watts will be set thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones, and the second one will be based on the history of the Targaryens leading up to their house's civil war.
Wow. I mean, isn't Game of Thrones already set in a really prehistoric time frame?
Man, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know.
It's already, they're going 1,000 years before that.
Yeah, I guess so. Thousands, according to HBO.
I'll give it a whirl. I'll check out both of them.
Is Jesus going to be in the prequel?
Easy.
How far back we going? The new Game of Thrones. Moses surfs on the water.
Moses, there's a White Walker behind you. It's okay, my son. Away with the White Walker. I'll tell you what prequel I'm excited for.
What?
The Sopranos has a prequel with James Gandolfini's son playing Tony Soprano.
Yeah. I
think it's going to be awesome.
I loved that series so much. And maybe it's the same for some Game of Thrones fans. Like, I just don't want to see it. Like,
yeah. Well, it's got to be good. Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want to see it ruined, but that's your dirty.
All right, let's put Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595, 57 wins. Underneath her belt, call now, take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Sarah, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, I heard your son's in the car with you.
I got a couple of kids in here with me, yeah.
Shout them out. Who's there?
Jolie and Jillian and Gavin and Will.
Wow, you got quite the carpool going on.
I do.
All right. Well, let's see if they can help you out in Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay. All right, we're ready. You know what, Loren? You got to go, girl.
All right. I'm going.
All right, she's walking out of the studio. She's closing the door, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. The whole school bus, Sarah, is ready to play. Here we go. Lana Del Rey teamed up with Ariana Grande and Liam Hemsworth, ex-wife, for the Charlie's Angels theme song. We just played it a little while ago. Who is his ex that's on that track?
Miley Cyrus.
And question two, Justin Timberlake's teaming up with Tiger Woods to start raising funds to help those in the Bahamas affected by a hurricane. And by the way, it sounds like another tropical storm is about to hit the same area. Super sad.
Yeah.
We want to know what boy band Justin was originally a part of.
NSYNC.
Meghan Markle's done with her maternity leave and is going back to work 4 months after her new baby was born. What is the name of her new child?
Archie.
Halsey just released a new song and announced her next album name, and it's coming out in early 2020. Who is Halsey's rapper ex-boyfriend that was featured on the Him and I song?
Oh, my God. I remember. I can't think of it. Jeezy? Maybe.
Question number five. Demi Moore is bearing her soul in her new memoir. We're sure that she'll talk about her actor, ex-husband, who's now married to Mila Kunis. Who is that?
Ashton Kutcher.
All right.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Sarah got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. Don't be nerved. Don't look
Friday.
At me.
I'm not looking at you.
Lana Del Rey teamed up with Ariana Grande and Liam Hemsworth's ex-wife for the Charlie's Angels theme song. Who is the ex that's on the track?
Miley Cyrus.
And Justin Timberlake is teaming up with Tiger Woods to start raising funds to help those in the Bahamas affected by Hurricane Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
What boy band was Justin originally a part of?
NSYNC.
Meghan Markle's done with her maternity leave and is going back to work 4 months after her new baby was born. What's the name of the child?
Archie.
Question four. Halsey just released a new song and announced her next album name, and it's going to be out in early 2020. Who's Halsey's rapper ex-boyfriend that was featured on Him and I?
G-Eazy.
And question five. Demi Moore is bearing her soul in her new memoir, and we're sure she's going to open up and talk about her actor ex-husband who's now married to Mila Kunis. Who is that?
Ashton Kutcher.
Wow, that's a tie. 5-5. You have 58 wins, Loren.
Sarah, that was awesome, though.
Oh, you know what? I'm smart enough to beat you, but I just can't because we tied.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah, way to go. Have a great weekend out there in Weddington. I picked Weddington as my high school football team this weekend.
Good.
So good luck to them.
Did Sarah's kids help?
No.
No, she got them all.
Yeah, they helped by staying quiet and not bothering her. All right, we've got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all. Today, after all, is Friday, and we're super excited for that. Let's get into the weekend with throwback songs coming up in less than 6 minutes.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It's boat time at Bojangles. On the tailgate with the Panthers' 25th season Big Bow Box. Packed with 25 chicken supremes for $25. Plus, you'll get a free half gallon of tea. Bojangles. It's boat time, y'all.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte traffic.
Interstate travel times inbound from Mooresville, 36 minutes. Up from the state line, the same, 36 minutes. Gastonia, 41 minutes, and that is complicated by an accident in McCaddenville. Backed up for about 4 miles of stop and go. George Lyles, a 29-minute commute. Accidents eastway at Kilbourne, Statesville Road at Boxmere, West Sugar Creek at Brown, 45 Interloop approaching Independence, exit 51, Graham at West 7th, and Sugar Creek near Harris.
Raising kids can be overwhelming, but you don't have to do it alone. WIC is here to support you and your family from the moment you find out you're pregnant. WIC provides access to healthy food, breastfeeding support, and other resources for your family. Do you qualify? If you have children under 5 years of age or you are pregnant, visit nutritionnc.com/mywic to find out. There are experienced professionals waiting to help you today. Go to nutritionnc.com/mywic.
Loren, there's ways to do things. There's the cheap way to do things, which is like you just look for the cheapest deal on whatever service you're looking for.
Yep.
But when you don't spend a lot of money, there's a saying called you get what you pay for. Now, Zero Res has broken the mold on that because really they've got a great deal for you, and you actually get more than what you're paying for. That's the amazing thing when it comes to getting your carpets clean.
Yeah, we talked them into getting 3 rooms for just $119 for back to school and football. So you're probably, all the kids are going back to school. They've run in and out of your house all summer, and now you're having like football watch parties. So you want your carpets to look nice for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and believe me, we just talked about it a little while ago. The holidays are like right around the corner. Get your house ready. Get on the books with Zero Res. Don't do what I just said. Like, don't call the cheapest place because it's the best deal. Zero Res has the best deal. Those guys will kill your carpets.
And dear God, please don't rent the machine. Just call Zero Res.
Oh my God, how dare you.
704-509-4488. Take advantage of that. 3 rooms for $119, or you can book your appointments online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Hustlers comes out today. You know, I saw it this weekend. My girl J-Lo's in it. So if you're going to the movies this weekend.
What's it about?
It's about the girls of Scores, like the...
The adult dance club?
Yes. And how they took advantage of the men of Wall Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's pretty good. It's really good.
I think it's a win-win for both people. The men from Wall Street got to deal with some beautiful women, and the women got to take home some cash.
Well, that's what J-Lo's character Ramona thinks.
Yeah.
So
I'm like J-Lo, aren't I?
Well, there's some drugging and, you know, some money laundering there, and, you know, some other things. So there's that. Anyway... Taylor Swift's fans are asking her to cancel her, an appearance. Now, she is supposed to be appearing at the Melbourne Cup Carnival, which she's supposed to sing 2 songs before the actual horse race. Now, it turns out not everybody's happy about that gig. Animal activists and fans are asking her to cancel the appearance due to the death of horses at previous races. So people are saying, hey, Taylor, don't put your money before your compassion.
Did you hear the big hoopla about horse racing yesterday? Justified, who won the Triple Crown a couple years ago.
No.
Apparently was...
Wait, why are we just figuring this out now, though?
Apparently Justified failed a drug test for a drug that a horse isn't allowed to have, like a steroid, and still ran the race and won it.
So that horse would have been disqualified.
Yeah. Mm. And the second place horse should have won.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Interesting.
Major, major happenings in the horse race world yesterday, Roy.
Okay.
Yeah. Brad Pitt stopped by Ellen DeGeneres' show. And, you know, it was a funny conversation because he admitted that Ellen was hitting on his girlfriend.
we met. Do you remember where we met?
I remember Melissa Etheridge's pool party where I think you were hitting on my girlfriend.
Was I hitting on your girlfriend, really?
I think so.
Oh.
I was flattered.
All right. I actually since then have dated another one of your girlfriends. We'll talk about that
after
later.
After the show.
Okay.
Yeah, that was funny. Brad Pitt was like in the crowd just hanging out, and Ellen's like, oh, look, it's Brad. Come on down.
He's so attractive.
He was a great guest. He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like we'd really hit it off.
That whole marriage thing.
Yeah, I know. It gets in the way sometimes. Whatever. Can't we do the, what's it called? A hall pass?
Yeah.
Your hall pass is filled, honey. Your hall pass is
Channing Tatum.
Both Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Well, I could take Channing Tatum off for sure. But
really?
Bradley Cooper would be on there. Brad Pitt. The Hemsworth boys.
You're allowed one.
Okay, well, can I just pick whoever's available at the moment?
Get back to us on Monday.
Okay.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
I found a prepaid card, credit card, that is geared towards teens. And I think this is really cool. It's called Greenlight, and it's for parents to, like, kind of keep track on their kids. Not only that, they can choose the stores that their kids use the card at. They can put money on it, all from an app. And it teaches the kids, like, how much they have and how they spend it. So on the app, it'll say, like, you have $70 to spend. And then there's little drop downs that say, like, can take out $25 from an ATM, can shop at Target, can, you know, and it's all these things. So you can kind of start teaching your kid about the money situation.
Does the money come out of their own account?
Well, I think the parents... So if your kid did chores or whatever, okay, you would pay them through this credit card, and then they could use that money.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. So I think it's kind of cool. And you can find the details up at kiss951.com.
You know, today's a big day for a lot of people, and we haven't even mentioned it yet, and it's already 8:30.
Because it's Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Do you know why this one is so special? I do.
I do, too.
Ooh, okay, let's discuss that. Plus, we want to hear from you right now. Dial us up and tell us. If you're super suspicious, like Friday the 13th is messing you up, 704-570-9595. Will you not walk under a ladder? If a mirror breaks, is your life ruined?
Step on a crack, does your mom's back start hurting?
704-570-9595. Call us now if you're super suspicious. We got to chat.
Hey. Want to get
super
dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Did I say super suspicious both times, producer Nicole? Did I say super suspicious?
You keep asking people to call in if they're suspicious. Suspicious of what?
That's my fault. On our show sheet, look what's written down.
Oh, it's just a suspicious.
That's why.
Mm. It is.
Thank you for correcting me.
And you write that. So don't play it like I write it.
That means that it was so badly spelled that Word Check picked it up as something else.
I didn't even pick it up. I didn't even pick it up that you were saying suspicious. Okay. So if
you took the ride with me.
I did. If you're superstitious.
Superstitious.
If you were superstitious, call me.
It doesn't matter at this point.
I talk for a living.
Oh, my God.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Are you super suspicious, as I said before? people are hitting us on text, tweeting us at the MRL Show. I meant to say superspicious.
Superstitious.
Superspicious.
No, superstitious.
But it is Friday the 13th. And Roy, you said that it's a special Friday the 13th.
It is, because we have a full moon tonight.
Isn't it like a harvest moon or a blood moon or some crazy thing,
don't
too?
Don't know about that, but I know that the next time that we're going to have a full moon on Friday the 13th is like in 30 years from now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't make that.
Yeah, you will. You'll be like 80-something, right?
I'll be 74, thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, 70-something.
Yeah. I'll be at Carowinds tonight. Scarewinds opens.
Ooh.
So we'll be out there for the opening of Scarewinds on Friday the 13th. But yeah, I mean, like, are you so superstitious that, like, you won't even go out today because it's Friday the 13th with that harvest moon?
Let's talk with Erica and Rock Hill. Erica, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room morning show.
Hey.
All right, Erica, are you superstitious?
I am a little bit, not about the things that y'all listed earlier, but when I would have an interview and I would tell people that I had an interview, they would tell me good luck before the interview, and then not getting the job, I just started to believe that their good luck jinxed me and not getting the job. So I just stopped telling people that I had interviews.
It's like such a double-edged sword, too, because, you know, the secret is out, where you're supposed to, like, put the good energy into the universe and say, like, hey, I'm going to get this job or whatever. And then you have something like that happen, and you're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm very superstitious. The one thing I do is knock. Like, I'll knock on wood if I say, I've never broken a bone.
I do that, too.
And then before I get on an airplane, I knock on the outside of the plane.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my superstitions. Thanks, Erica.
Let's talk with Shirley in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hello. You have a cool story.
Yeah, I'm not superstitious because it's 13 is the lucky number. I got married on a Friday the 13th, and I married a Jason.
Oh, wow.
And then my nephew was born on, Jesse Miller was born on Friday the 13th.
Do you live near a lake by chance?
No.
But we are moving. Thanks, Shirley. That's awesome.
She's like, and my subdivision's called Crystal Lake. Mm-hmm.
And my husband plays hockey. He's the goalie.
All right. This is Victoria and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. My favorite radio show.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm superstitious. Because, like, even at church, like, I tell my kids, don't walk between the poles. Or, like, I don't have our beds facing a window. Because, you know, you never face to the north. And also, another thing is, I don't put our pictures on the mantle because I heard it, like, burns your people's souls or something.
What?
You just, I mean, opened a whole can of things for me.
I know.
You said a lot of things I've never heard of.
My mom was, like, superstitious about growing up, so I kind of followed it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that your beds weren't supposed to face the windows.
Well,
yeah.
I don't even understand.
It, like, brings in everything else that's outside or something.
So you're normally superstitious as it is, but, like, today being Friday the 13th, Victoria, does that just add to it?
It just adds my nervousness, I guess, especially with the full moon. But, no, like, I always do everything that my mom taught me. Like,
read off a couple of those things, Roy, there, that we talked about earlier, the superstitious things. Like, break a mirror freaks you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I don't walk under ladders.
Black cats?
Yeah, no. And then I pray. I pray when I see a crime. I'm like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Do you see what?
A crime?
When I see a crow.
A crow.
Yeah. I say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I thought she said a crime. I was like, hopefully you're calling 911.
What about the cracks?
Put it in God's hands.
Cracks on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Those don't really bother me.
Really?
Like, you break your mom's back. No.
Yeah, but she got back pain.
Victoria's
like, mom's on her own.
Yeah. It's like, she gave me so much burden that enough is enough. All right, happy Friday the 13th. Have a great day, Victoria.
Hmm. All right, this is Amanda in York.
I was calling because I'm so superstitious, but I love Friday the 13th.
So why is Friday the 13th different for you?
It always seems we have good luck today.
Ah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. You have good luck on a day like this.
I know. Yeah, we don't walk under ladders, rock a rocking chair unless you're in it, walk around in one shoe, none of that. But we love today.
I didn't know the rocking chair thing either.
Yeah, how come everyone's having these ones I've never heard of?
It was something my meemaw always told me.
I wonder why you don't rock a rocking chair with somebody else. when not it's empty.
Not sure on that one. I should have asked on some of them, to be honest.
And Meemaw's not here to give you answers. She's just here to tell you what
she's
not to
not.
Do.
Yeah, she's not.
Meemaw.
I want to come up with funny superstitions that make no sense.
All right.
Like, I go hunting for lightning bugs with my right shoe. You know, like, don't do that. Okay, just come up with a weird...
That'd be awesome.
Roy enters his car through his trunk on Friday the 13th. It's so strange.
Mm-hmm. I open up the mailbox seven times.
Thanks, Amanda. Somebody's going to be born today that's listening to us. Somebody's, you know, on their way to the hospital to give birth. Somebody's celebrating a birthday, anniversary. It's all a big deal today on Friday the 13th. Really, really crazy. All right, enjoy. Happy Friday the 13th, everyone.
Still to come.
Earlier this morning, if you missed it, we're going to replay it for you guys, the late crowd. We told you we would. We gave away a backstage meet and greet for Lizzo, plus Kayla won tickets to go see Lizzo this Sunday, sold out show. All she had to do is get three lies past her mama. Her mama was in Myrtle Beach. Her mama had to come get her. Wait to hear the three lies that Kayla tried to put past mom to win that Lizzo contest. Coming up, we'll have it for you in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Lizzo, truth hurts. We're going to have a member of the radio family call their parents, and we're going to feed them three lies. And if the parent sticks on the phone for all three lies, then they get not only tickets to the sold-out Lizzo concert this Sunday, but a pair of meet-and-greet passes to meet Lizzo backstage. We have Kayla. Kayla, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited to see Lizzo?
Oh, of course. Hopefully my mom doesn't hang up on me.
What do you think your mom's reaction is going to be when you start spewing the lies?
I think that she will not really care right now because she's at the beach, so I'm kind of on my own now that I'm an adult, so.
Okay, so yeah, your mom and dad are at the beach, like, cracking their knuckles. Kayla's all grown up. No problems here. Ring, yep. Ring. What? Yep. All right, each one of us, Roy, Loren, and myself, Manny, we're going to give you one of the lies that you got to tell mom, okay? Are you ready for these?
Yeah.
All right, this is perfect. Mom's at the beach, so lie number one to get through is, Mom, I need you to come home right away.
Okay.
Got that?
Sure.
All right. Lie number two is that I'm having an affair with a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lie number three is I'm in the closet and his wife is home.
So to recap, line number one, I need you to come home. Line number two, I'm having an affair with a married man. Number three, I'm stuck in the closet and the wife is here. Hopefully your mom will want to leave the beach and come rescue you. Are you ready to call your mom?
I guess.
Truth hurts for Lizzo tickets. Here we go.
Here we go. Call you.
Hello. Hey, Mom. Hey. I'm in a bit of a jam. What you need? I need you to come home right away. Okay. So the guy I've been dating, he's married, and I've been having an affair with him. Okay, well. Mom, I need your help. Okay. And I'm right now I'm stuck in the house, and the wife just came home, and I'm in the closet right now, and I need your help.
All right, you need me to come now?
Are you at the beach right now?
Yeah.
Can you come home?
I guess you could call the police.
What? The police? Do I need to just sneak out of the window? I don't know what to do.
No.
Okay, let's not call the police. But you know, Kayla, congratulations. You got Lizzo tickets and you're going to be going backstage. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Mom,
oh my God,
those
I'm
were
so
just
excited.
Those were just three lies. She's not really stuck in the closet. She's not dating somebody who's married. The girlfriend is not home, or the wife.
Oh, well. So who are you?
We're the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Kayla just won tickets to go hang with Lizzo backstage. She has a song called Truth Hurts. So we were like, okay, the truth hurts. Let's see if we can get not-so-true things past mom. And you passed the test with flying colors. I got to be honest, there's no way my mom would come back from Myrtle to get me out of a closet.
Well, you know, she is my daughter.
I'm the baby, so she's got to save me from everything.
That's right.
There you have it. Congratulations to Kayla. She's going to the sold-out Lizzo show this Sunday night. Compliments of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Now, what we need to do is kind of stay on the whole topic about lying with the parents. You know what's always funny to ask? Is there a secret that you and one parent know that the other parent to this day still doesn't know? 704-570-9595. We'll discuss and share coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man.
So, you know, there's always a parent who you can talk to if you have two parents in your house.
You know, and it's funny, as growing up, it was my mom. And then now that I'm older, it's both my parents.
Well, that's what I said an hour and a half ago. He's just stealing my thought.
No, you said that you'd go to your dad first. I could probably go to both of them equally. My dad isn't as hot-headed as he used to be when he was younger.
Same with my dad.
Yeah, I mean, he did say that. He said when he was younger, it was different.
Well, I'm sorry. We have the same thoughts.
Hey, but you didn't say that an hour and a half ago. Now I feel like you're just piggybacking. No, but well, you bring up a good point. It does happen. Like, when I was younger, I didn't want my dad to know anything because my dad would fly off the handle. Everything was crucial. But my ace in the hole was my dad was a commercial airline pilot. So he would put up on the calendar a line through the days that he would be on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed that my report card would come home on those days, and any days I got in trouble at school. Because my dad was like, I was just like you, and I don't want you to go down my path. Like, sure. That was his thing. So, like, screwing around in class is just what I did. And now look at me.
Right.
I'm a successful airline pilot living in northern New Jersey. I was like, yeah, that doesn't work. The point is, though, Loren, is that a lot of people have a secret that they share with one parent, and maybe it was a long time ago, and to this day, the other parent has no idea. It's just a secret between the two of them.
I told you guys this before, I think, but my mom, when it was like the first vacation she was taking with her sisters, and I ended up skipping school and going to this house that was supposed to be haunted with my friends. Well, the neighbors called the cops because there was obviously no one living in the house, and the cops came and they were like, well, we're either going to take you to juvie or you're going to call a parent. We need to talk to a parent. Well, my mom's on a flight, so I know I can't call her because I can't get in touch with her. And I would literally rather go to jail than call my father. So I ended up calling my aunt, and my aunt ratted me out to my mom after she got me off the hook. But I mean, to the day my dad died, he never knew about that.
That's funny. And when you called your aunt, did you be like, hi, mom?
No, because I told the guy, I said, I told the cop I didn't know my dad. So. I only had my mom and she was on a flight.
We want to hear from you guys.
That's so
funny. I love digging up stuff from our history, y'all. It's so, our past is great.
Officer, I don't have a dad.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's busy working his butt off.
Yeah.
We want to know from you guys. Jump on the phones real quick with us. We got a couple minutes left here. Is there a secret that only you and another parent know, and to this day, the third parent or the second parent has no idea?
Let's talk with Marissa and Hickory.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So which parent knows and which parent doesn't?
My mom knows and my dad does not.
What's the secret?
Like about 3 years ago, I was late going to class and I was speeding down the highway and I got pulled over and I got a ticket and I was like, okay, neither of my parents ever have to find out about this. I'm 18. Like, I can take care of this on my own. Well, stupid me, I didn't realize that like lawyer letters are going to start coming to the house. So my mom texts me one day while I'm not home and she says, did you get a speeding ticket? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, okay, well, we're getting a bunch of letters in the mail. And I was like, oh my gosh, please don't tell dad, because my brother had just had one.
And he totally freaked out about it and was like, you're going to get your license taken. And, like, he's, like, overreacting. I'm like, please don't tell Dad. And
your dad was at his wit's end.
Yes. He did not tell him, and he still doesn't know. I don't plan on telling him until I'm out of his house.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day, Marissa.
You too.
Producer Nicole, I feel like this is something that, like, you and your mom share. No? Not really?
No, I can't think of anything.
I mean, I think I have so many that there's just not enough time for me to go through the things that...
But I also, like, I didn't get into a lot of trouble growing up. Like, I don't have any, like, secrets that my parents don't know.
But she has the granddad of all secrets, though. It's not her mom or dad.
Yeah, my grandma.
It's her grandma. Mm-hmm. And it's the best secret ever.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't. Grandma doesn't know that.
She basically doesn't know I'm me.
Yeah, you doesn't know you have tattoos. Doesn't know. She doesn't know about your shaved head, does she?
Nope.
No, because I grow it out. I start the process 2 weeks before I go, so I have to. I grow it out and then I wear my hair in a low bun.
Oh my gosh!
Doesn't know that you have a girlfriend.
Well, you don't have a girlfriend.
Well, she doesn't know
you date women.
Like girls.
Does, when you're around her, does she say, like, any male prospects? Is grandma going to see a wedding before too long?
No, she doesn't do that so much. My grand when my grandfather was alive, he would always ask me, like, so, like, any boyfriends? And I'd be like, nah, no, Papa, just don't have time to date.
My one wish is to have great grandkids.
Well, that could happen with in vitro, Grandma. Here's one. This is crazy. 828 said, my dad told me Mom slept with one of his brothers while my dad was away at boot camp. My mom, to this day, has no idea I know. I've always wondered why she acts so weird around my uncle.
How do you know that your dad is your dad then?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh,
why are you shaking this woman?
I'm sorry. That's the first thing I thought.
Mm.
Right?
I guess.
Dad could be uncle and uncle could be dad.
Mom, here's another one, 413. You have an uncle daddy, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
My mom has kept this secret. I got arrested and spent the night in jail. She bailed me out this morning.
This morning?
Because she was partying for her birthday. Oh, in the morning, not this morning.
Oh.
She corrected herself. So, there you have it. There's a lot of funny stories coming through on the text. When I was in high school, I drank way too much at prom, got kicked out of the dance, and got suspended for a few days. My dad still doesn't know this. 7 years later.
Yeah, what dad doesn't know can hurt you sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you guys can keep them coming. Hit us up. Make sure you follow us on our socials.
So, at the MRL Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.